Hey there, running friends. It's James here again, and I'm back with another one of my daily running podcasts. I've got a little tip for you that I want you to perhaps try, especially if you're on Saturday going down to a park run or something similar. So let's say you've got a 5K or perhaps you've got a 10K, and you are familiar with the kind of the feeling, whether it's in a race or whether it's just on a midweek run, where sometimes that first mile, perhaps even that first kilometre, the first few minutes, let's say, of your given run, whether it's a race or a training run, sometimes just feels so off. It just feels like your legs are heavy. It feels like all of a sudden your heart rate is almost spiking, and you're not running fast, but it feels like your body is really kind of racing to catch up with the fact you're now running, which to a degree is exactly what's going on, but we'll get into that in a second. But the feeling of, wow, this is way harder than it should be. How on earth am I going to maintain this pace for the rest of this park run, the rest of this 5K, or perhaps the rest of this 5 or 6 miles I'm doing in the middle of the week as a training run, or, oh, this just doesn't feel like a good day for my running. So that feeling, which a lot of us are familiar with, and a lot of us also recognize passes, is something that can hit us at the beginning of a race like a 5K or a 10K or any race. To be honest, though, the kind of the longer races. So if we're thinking about things like half marathons, marathons, you're going off at an easier pace, hopefully. So it's not normally such an issue, but something like a 5K is quite often very much this kind of issue. So I want to try something. I want you to try something. I want you to bear in mind that the feeling that you're familiar with, the feeling that we're describing here of that initial lump, that initial hard patch at the beginning of your run, that really is, to kind of boil it down to simple terms, physiologically, that is your body responding to the fact that you've gone from not running to a state where all of a sudden you are running and you're putting this extra demand on your system, and your body's got to, from a cardiovascular point of view, to catch up. So you go through this period where you almost get this spike, and then it begins to kind of normalize a little bit. So what I want you to do is to take the approach this weekend to actually try and, as part of your warm-up, get through that initial spike. Okay, so picture this. You turn up at your local park run. There's a lot of standing around. Perhaps there are some people who are around you who are having a chat. There are some kids over there. There's a dog running around over there. And we're kind of having a nice Saturday morning, kind of chilled. And that's all part and parcel of the brilliant atmosphere that is park run anyway. But the way it usually goes down is we then all kind of gather, the bit of a briefing, and then we all, off we go. And the problem with that is that a lot of the time there hasn't really been much of a warm-up. If instead of that, you can take a few minutes just to take yourself off and run at what would be your 5K race pace, just to get that initial K, let's say, out of your legs, get that initial bump of feeling that your body's reeling to catch up from going from a standing start or a fairly chilled kind of Saturday morning start, get that out of your legs, and then aim to arrive just as we're getting into the briefing, and then you're going to be standing there for a couple of minutes, and then you're going to be off. Your body will know what's going on. Your body will recognize the fact that you're about to run because you've just been running, and you'll be able to get straight into race pace without that feeling of needing to catch up physiologically, that feeling of being disproportionately tired that normally does go away, but it ruins the feeling of that first K of your park run. Equally, this can be just as true of a 10K, for example. So I want you to give that a go if you haven't done that before. This stems back to, this kind of reminds me of rugby days. Back in the day for me, where I was playing rugby, I played to a fairly decent level. One of the big things that I discovered when I stepped up, particularly to playing at a decent level, was that the warm-ups were so much more intense than I was used to. And the aim of the warm-up was to really get that initial shock to the system, which essentially is what it is, that shock to the system out of the way, so that at the end of the warm-up, you can just head into the changing room, quick little bit of kind of last minute prep, few words said by various different people in the changing room, and then you are out, you're good to go, you're straight into kickoff, and you are up to speed, ready to get straight into the match. That was very much the process there. It's the same process we're looking to talk about here in the context of a park run or the context of a 10K or something like that. Of course, there are various different warm-up exercises, warm-up drills you can do. Again, from a Saturday morning parkrun perspective, a little bit of hip mobility work would go down a long, would go a long way. It would go down really well with your body, in many cases. Again, perhaps some calf mobility work. They're certainly the two areas that I focus on. But over and on top of that, spending a bit of time just to bring your body up to speed with the fact that you are about to go and run off at 5k race pace. Perhaps you're looking to PB this weekend, so you know exactly what pace you're looking for that first K, and you're trying to evenly pace it the whole way around. That's great, but let's not make that feel horrible by taking yourself from essentially, physiologically, a standing start. Get that out of the way in the little bit of the warm-up and go from there. I'd love to know how you go with that. I'd love to know if this is something that you've done previously and what your experiences have been around that. Do let me know on Twitter, of course, Kinetic Rev, and Instagram, exactly the same, Kinetic Rev, and the same on Facebook. So do let me know. And of course, if you're enjoying these daily podcasts, do head on over to the iTunes store. Do leave a review, do leave a rating. Those things really do help. They really do matter. And I will speak to you in tomorrow's podcast. Have a good one. See you later.